Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Start things off.
Please do.
Sis, how do you feel that I know your love life better than you do?
Raw.
I'm just curious. It's like
I feel like, exposed, vulnerable, and scared.
Think about it. I know your taste in men better than you do. Really think about it. Okay, I'm not talking about your choice in a husband, because obviously that was thanks to me. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about Edge Adam Copeland. That's also thanks to me. But let's go way back. Let's think about it and how you feel now. Like, so remember when I started watching Power Rangers?
Yeah.
And you remember when I pointed out, oh look, Zach, I think you like Zach. And you said, oh no, he's Butters. And how do you feel about Zach now, Shonda? How do you feel about Mr. Walter Jones the third?
Walter Jones III has matured like a fine wine. Also, he got his edges sorted out, because that was a problem. That was a real concern. You know it's true. Go look back. They made it round. It wasn't. Even he acknowledges that.
Why would you know that, sis? Why would you know that he acknowledges that? How?
Because you shared with me some information and a post about about. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I mean, piece. But
I guess the same can be said for you. I know your taste very, very well. I've watched your taste develop and grow over time. This is weird now. This has become very, very true. As a big man, we'll just leave that, because it's all controversial.
Oh,
talking about he has to pick a little. He's the charismatic one, remember?
Oh yeah, the charismatic one. How can
Hey, look. Like I said, it's just humble tides. What can I say, Lee?
God, here he goes again. Welcome to And That's Why We Messed Up, the podcast talking about nerdery, geekism, and all else in between, from a South London postcode. Welcome to the third Christmas edition. Cue the bells.
I haven't got any bells. How's that? Does that count?
Wow. No. Okay.
Ding.
Ding!
Dog!
I hope you're keeping safe and well. This has been a weird week. We were... Bong! I love it. This has been a weird week. This is going to be a bit of a kind of relaxed episode where we just chilling out. But first, we've had a bit of a... It's been a week. It's been a weird week. It's cold. It's been snowing. Lots of things are on strike. Shout out to those who are on strike. And we've had a lot of news in the news in gaming.
I'm gonna say my piece. And you can come after me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can come after me, people, if you don't agree with me, because I don't give a shit.
Because I'm my prosecco. Uh-huh.
Okay, I ain't gonna respond to you. Because I know I'm right and whatever.
Okay.
How How is Dwayne The Rock Johnson responsible for the end of the DCEU? How is he responsible for Henry Cavill's career falling down a pit, apparently, even though the man's still working and he's got jobs that are lined up? How is this all his fault? Why is it bad for a man to want to overshadow other films because it's his film? I mean, like, granted, the one negative thing I would say that apparently happened, that like he turned down a cameo in the next Shazam film because he wanted to be more prevalent in his film because he didn't want to be a bit part in a big film. That's and is it a dickish move? Yeah, but at the same time, my man's watching his career.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yep. it's fair enough. My man's watching his career.
Fair enough.
Like, when it comes down to it, again, I've said this multiple times, should Dwayne have been Black Adam? No. I feel like someone better could have done it, someone with a lot more range. But okay. I feel like the fact of the matter is, his name had been attached to the film for the longest time. It was attached when, like, back in the early days when he would think, like, from Return to Witch Mountain days, his name was attached to Shazam as Black Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't really have a Shazam link down at that point, and the DCEU wasn't really a thing at that point either. So I feel like he was kind of just keeping to his word that his name was tied to this project for how many years, and he thought he might as well just do it kind of thing. But at the end of the day, you've got to remember, DC got rid of Henry Cavill long ago.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. The Rock brought him back because obviously one, he wants to report, he wants his film to do well. He wanted to get that sequel bait, and it's a good marketing. It's good for marketing, but is he responsible for the end of the DCEU as we know it?
No, not at all.
Because as powerful as Dwayne is, he ain't that powerful.
Can we give an update for those who might not know what we're ranting about and we're screaming into the abyss about? Just because people might not.
Okay, so. As of a few days ago, Henry Cavill was fired from being Superman once again, and the DCEU is officially been rebooted because, let's be honest, the DCEU is a fucking mess.
Yes, this is true.
I mean, like, in my opinion, there are probably six, maybe five decent films out of all the DC films that have come out since Man of Steel started way back when. But that's my personal opinions. Again, these are my personal opinions. I'm not saying these are facts that, you know, everyone's entitled to opinion. There are people who like Man of Steel. I don't like Man of Steel. People like Batman v Superman. I didn't like Batman v Superman. But, you know, I feel like the only good films out of all the DC films were The Suicide Squad, James Gunn's Suicide Squad. Aquaman was entertaining. The first Wonder Woman was really good. Shazam was really good. Black Adam was entertaining. And am I forgetting anything? No, I don't think. And
The Batman.
But that's not really part of the DCU.
Yeah, it isn't. And then there's also the Peacemaker series, which is, you know, that was awesome as well. But
yeah.
But I guess the Snyder Cut of the Justice League was pretty good, very very long, but it's still really good. But they had way too many misses, and it was just due to the fact of their direction, which was to catch up and beat the Marvel Universe instead of just concentrating on world building and character development or story development. But who am I? I don't make films. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You do, because you consume it and you can see a good or bad product. And, like, also, it's like, please don't get it twisted. The way that the Marvel Entertainment Universe works and DCEU's work is very different. They're very, very different beasts. Please, let's go back to a time when it was a risk for Kevin Feige to do what he was doing. It was all a risk. It was all a huge risk. And also, in the day, luckily, when Ken Feige was doing it, the key thing is he was left to his own devices. That's not what's happened with Warner and DCEU at all. Because there are certain factors that were involved in Warner, and this is fact, you can look it up, that basically had a kind of stint of limiting things and having a very... Oh, what's the word I'm kind of looking for? kind of kiddifying it and going away from starker elements in line with their own views in leadership. So now that those have been removed, or they've moved on, or what have you, that is going to have an effect to what is being produced. And also, as you rightly said, bro, they're not setting up a universe to go, okay, let's try this thing, or like, let's get to a, you know, a big team up thing, and let's just concentrate on making that really good. It's not. It's basically with the shadow of Marvel on its back saying, I want to beat them. I want to beat them. And it's like, well, the truth is that when you do that, it's not saying you can't be beat, but this is the wrong way to do it, because Marvel didn't spring up in the in its universe as a kind of like, we are only doing this to counter the potential of what DC could be. It was there to tell the story. That's it. And that's what's happening. And the stories have weaved and Bob and I've had a lot of, funny enough, me and hubby were having a debate about this today, about, you know, the things that get weaved into the storytelling of Marvel and these complicated stories that sometimes people kind of overlook. But I fail to understand how Dwayne The Rock Johnson is responsible for Henry Cavill's career. And as I said confidently, if Henry Cavill went on Instagram right now and was like, I'm not acting no more, I'm just going to build PCs, and if you have to pay £5 to see me, I'm telling you, as someone who paid that £5, he would not be short of pretty penny, because I would be like, go build it, do your thing.
Come and see Henry Cavill's Twitch career, yeah?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Cavill only fans.
You know, it's funny thing, I was thinking of this after the whole news broke out. I thought, well, going forwards, is there any point watching Aquaman 2 and Shazam and all the other DC movies going forward? Because it really ain't going to make a difference, because everything.
That's why it's nuts to announce this now. And there's no investment at all. You're like, why am I watching this?
And to be fair, it's like, it's a hot topic due to the fact of Aquaman, the only film out of all the films that are due to come out, or the three films that are left to come out, the only one that's kind of lack of controversy is Shazam 2.
Yeah.
But like Aquaman's, or the whole tie to Amber Heard bullshit, we got bloody Flash.
Bloody Miller, Jesus. Yeah.
And then,
frustration's real.
Because love or hate DC, I'm a comic book fan. I want to see comic books thrive in all media, because I've read these stories most of my life as a kid, and I want the world to see these stories for how awesome they are. That is just the dream. That's just the dream I want. But I am more Marvel than DC, but does that mean I want DC to fail? Hell no. I want it to thrive. I want it to be amazing. I want it to just say, oh, did you see that film? Yeah, I can talk. I want to talk to people about these films and obviously share the knowledge that I have, because we can talk about this in depth and you can find out a bit more about the characters, the world, and so on and so forth. So I don't want it to fail. I don't want it to be disappointing. I want it to be good. I want it to be strong. I want it to be something I can rewatch over and over again. But Jesus Christ, guys, give me something.
It's a big mess, and that's the thing. I remember I was getting ready for work, and I saw the message that Cavill put about he's leaving. I'm like, you know what? It's after 5. It's too early for this. And James Gunn saying, oh, we wish to work with him in the future. And I'm like, fair play. You know what? If you're going to reboot it, do it from ground zero. You know, everyone goes through change. I mean, hell, we're kind of going through it now with the MCU. We loved all the first stuff from Captain America, from Iron Man, straight Wars to Endgame. Now it's the next wave. Some has worked, some hasn't. But you know what? We stick with it. And there's no doubt whether James Gunn does with the DC, I wish him the very best of luck. I mean, it might work. And you know what I mean? Maybe years from now, we'll be saying, rah, remember where we were when we laughed at James Gunn? Could possibly mess this up. Who are we to laugh at him now? It could work or it could fail, but it's just one of those things. But blaming Dwayne Johnson for killing off Cavill's career, who's now doing Warhammer,
and it's still technically possible to connect it to the MCU as well, to be fair.
Yep.
Yep. So, you know what I mean? But you know what? Let's move away from that. Let's mention that this new Spidey Into the Verse trailer. How y'all feeling about that?
The feels were very real.
Do you know, I'm gonna be up front. I'm very disappointed with the blackwashing of certain characters.
You couldn't even say it with straight for damn face.
That's how many fucks I give about that shit.
Spider Woman was on point. I was like, look at the Afro, I have to up my game.
No, again, I'm very disappointed in the blackwashing of technically it's dying, the black dying, the back the dying of Jessica Drew.
Look. Look, I just want to know. I just want to know what's Oscar going to do now. I just need to know what he's going to do. Because when Oscar Isaac turns up, I'm like, oh no, all bets are off. Is it going to hurt my whole heart? Just how deep is it going to hurt my whole heart? I just want to know. And also, you know, what trainers are we all going to be rocking as a result of this? Because my God,
I already got my Jordan ones like worn them 3 times. I'm ready to wear them again.
Yep. Oh my gosh. I mean that was fantastic. I'm looking forward to that with bated breath. I'm looking forward to that as much as I'm looking forward to The Last of Us.
TV series. That looks, yeah.
I look forward to that hell of a lot, and I'm hoping to enjoy that. And the thing is, I know what I'm signing myself up for. I'm going to be traumatized. For this to work, I've got to be traumatized by the end of this.
See, the thing is, I still haven't played Last of Us 2 yet. And obviously that came out like in the heart of the pandemic, and I was already in an emotional state at that point, and I was not emotionally ready to deal with something like that. I knew what was coming. Well, I didn't know what was coming, but I knew it was going to be an emotional.
Yep,
roller coaster.
I think we both said that. I think both were like not playing it. Yeah,
yeah, not playing it. Yet.
Yeah,
I took the bull by the horn and just went straight into it. And by the second day, I remember I just switched off the light and just sat in darkness for 2 hours.
Yeah. I think we were like we did warn you.
Like, yep, I mean my sister came to me. She's like, "You're right." I was like, "You know what?" I just closed the door. I couldn't even speak.
You know what?
Just close the door. Man just got up, hang his head, just shut the door.
At least he didn't say, you know what? What is the point anymore?
Yeah. Okay, let's not do that. We're supposed to be a little bit uplifting, but it's been weird. I feel like it's been a lot this week. Oh, there's the aftermath of the Game Awards. I mean, I never thought I'd see Al Pacino at the game. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
I didn't have Al Pacino on my card at the Game Awards. That was weird. That was strange. I mean, Jeff looked like, look who I got. And Christopher Judge was just like, I like he just said, I'm on stage with Al Pacino. And I was like, I didn't see that one coming. That was weird. Which,
you know, that's another thing, ironically, you mentioned about Christopher Judge. How are we feeling about the God of War TV series?
Is that official now?
Is that official?
Yeah. Amazon.
And is it going to be actually Christopher Judge, or is it going to be like...
But this is the issue, right? Because that's become a little bit of a online debate about who should play him. Now, a lot of people saying Christopher Judge because he is great, as we all know. But a lot of people saying, well, to be fair, Jason Momoa could play him. I've seen a few shouts for Batista. I'm a massive Batista fan, but no. And then someone did a brilliant picture, and I looked and I thought, damn, you know what? He looks like him. Doesn't sound like him, but he's ripped to shreds enough that he could possibly play him. And to be fair, the only way I can sum this up is it's all about the game and how you play.
No, we've been down this road before.
Blade Trinity. This is not Blade Trinity, but...
That's the only decent film he's ever done. Have you seen Chaperone?
Oh. Have you?
Yes!
Oh.
I wouldn't recommend it. No offense, Triple H, I love you, but
about that since you mentioned it.
Oh.
The only decent film he's done is legitly Blade Trinity. And that film wasn't good.
Oh. We don't. You know what? See, they're gonna have to put someone in for that appeal. That's the issue. They're not gonna put something of that caliber without having to put someone who's gonna appeal to the masses and bring people in. So it's got to be a name. I kind of don't want Batista. I'm sorry. I just
no John Cena. No, so done. John Cena. Let him do it.
No, I like.
No, I don't want Cena. No. No, also, we wouldn't be able to see him.
That is true. Damn his incognito mode.
Damn his incognito mode. So good. Because I don't know. I need something that just says sorrow, and I don't see that when I see Batista at all. I don't know, Henry Cavill.
So Batista's just Marcus from Gears.
Do you not? Oh, wait. Ooh. Sis.
What?
Do you say Henry Cavill?
I just say Henry Cavill.
Oh, come on.
Do you know what?
Think of his
attitude, the attitude, the mannerisms of Geralt, but in Superman's body. Think about it.
Think about that. It could work.
Think about it.
Okay.
See, he ain't denying it.
Right. So remember that fight from Mission Impossible, the fight in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. With the hands, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's pause on that. When Cavill comes out with that, let's think about that epic Loki fight.
Oh,
come on!
You can't see it, can you?
Because now you're seeing Cameron with the red marks on, aren't you? Come on, you know you're seeing it, and you know he looks good flying, so you don't know he could do it.
You know the sad thing is, right? I actually recently saw a picture of Cavill with slightly shaving his hair a bit, so he's kind of like rocking a number one.
You could do it.
You could do it.
He could do it.
Should he do it?
That's the issue.
But he could do it. Or we can get Tom Hardy.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Nah, as much love, Tom Hardy's too small. He's way too small.
Yeah. But remember, he did bump up for Bane, so anything is possible.
Yeah, but I'm talking about height-wise. Kratos Kratos needs to be at least 6 foot something. Like, he needs, like, the height of, what's his name that played Rohan in Guardians of the Galaxy? What's his name?
I'm now lost in the fantasy of... Tom Hardy is great.
Come on, get back to us here. Come on, wake up.
Yeah.
Write the jewel. What's his name? Luke something? I forgot his name. But the guy who played Rohan in Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain Marvel, he's the right height for Kratos, but he's just very skinny. But
Yeah. Oh, I know who you mean. Yeah.
But you need someone that kind of that height and that kind, but who can bulk up? But it's not hard to bulk up. Anyone can bulk up. I mean, look at everyone these days.
True.
Interesting.
You heard her first. Henry Cavill for Kratos. There you go.
That's right. That goes on. They can blame Dwayne as well.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson for Kratos. Oh my God.
No.
It would just be Dwayne being Kratos. Wouldn't it actually be Kratos?
It would just be Dwayne doing the eyebrow. And I'm like, don't kill the franchise, boy. Don't do that.
He's a franchise killer.
Oh, please.
Like Gina. Bless her.
Look. I don't know. All I would say is if people want to see one of the funniest reviews I've seen so far for Avatar Way of the Water.
Oh man.
Please go onto YouTube and look up the Mark Kermode Simon Mayo review of Avatar 2.
Yeah, he won't hold you back.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty tame. I'm not being honest. No, he was not tame at all. He did not hold back.
What was it? There were times when he was in the impression of the people in it, and he sounded like our mate Tom.
Yeah, he did.
And I was like, stop sounding like our mate, because he was angry even towards the end. You know, it's bad when Simon Bear has to talk over Mark Kermode to shut him up. Mark Kermode was furious. He was absolutely vexed, and I'm gonna call it from now. I do not think.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That way the water will do the money it needs to. It needs to make something stupid, like, is it 4 billion to like break even or something stupid?
Yeah, you're
like
right.
That. And watch Cameron come out and they're going to blame Marvel and say that no one wants to see. Watch it. I'm calling it from now. It's not going to make the money. It's not going to do with the cost of living crisis or anything like that. No. It's, even though it is Free Willy meets Ferngully in whatever, yeah? I'm telling you from now, I'm going to call it from now, they're going to blame Marvel and say it's the Marvel case and everything because no one understands anything. They don't get it. And that's why. And then in a couple of years from now, Cameron will then go on and say, well, maybe I didn't really plumb the depths, because that's basically what the cycle is. Because he just did an article a couple of days ago saying that he got high his own supply for Terminator Dark Fate.
Well, less about that than well. But to be fair, how long has it taken him to make this sequel? I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's over a decade. Yeah, it's been over a decade. Right. So yeah, it's not the fact that he waited over a decade to do the film. Oh. Granted, going doing CG films takes a few years, but
it does.
But I'm sorry. Into the Spider-Verse, how many years? It's been like, what? It came out 2018? Mm. Yep. The sequel comes out next year. That's how long it should take a film. That's the length of what you wait for a sequel, especially a CG-heavy film. Mm. But what do I know? Again, I don't know.
And also, it's not going to have anything to do with the fact that he's still trying to make Sam Overton famous. It's not going to have anything to do with that.
Oh, boo! I'm sorry. Sam Worthington, man. You know what I mean?
Again, I feel sorry for Sam Worthington because, like, it's like he falls into that line of generic white guys like Jai Courtney. Because, like, you put him and Jai Courtney next to each other, what sets them apart?
No, and that other guy, that Logan, other one that's in that film. Oh, what's the one with the robotic arm that came out a few years ago?
Winter Soldier?
No.
Right. Sebastian Stan is.
Oh, what's going to bug me now.
Robotic arm.
Yeah. Upgrade.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
What, one by guys who did Sword, not Sword, they did
Invisible Man and Upgrade.
Oh, with Tom Hardy. Like if you put him and Tom Hardy next to each other, they are.
He is the TV show appearance of Tom Hardy. Yes,
yeah, he's not in generic white guy territory. He's in poor man Tom Hardy territory.
He's actually
pretty good to be fair.
He's pretty good, and he was good in Upgrade.
He's good in Upgrade. But... He was good in. Ooh, actually, he wasn't good in that. But then no one was good in that film, Prometheus.
So... Terminator.
Yep. No, I was in Prometheus. Oh.
Prometheus wasn't that bad.
What?
It wasn't that good either, mate.
What? Are you right?
No, sir. I'll rub with Prometheus over Aliens 3.
Look, Idris had the right mind in that thing. He crashed himself out. He had the right mind.
To be fair, I think
that film was bad.
It's funny, the best actors in the film killed themselves. Like, Benedict Wong, Idris Elba. The other white guy. I don't know who the other person was.
What, Rafe Spall?
Oh shit, was it him?
Rafe Spall was one of the guys who they remember they're cryptographers, but they couldn't create a map, but they went into a place that they hadn't mapped.
It's funny, you asked me if I remember since I watched the film once, so probably not.
Wow. Yeah, Rafe Spall's in it. He dies.
But everyone dies, okay. No one cares.
Almost everyone, everyone cheers the whole time. And of course there's a whole Scooby-Doo rapid leg thing with the whole ship. Oh my god, Charlize Theron. Mike Pierce.
By
default because of neighbours. I just can't help myself. God damn it.
Oh, Mike Pierce. Oh, may he rest in peace. I mean, what? He's still alive.
What?
If I don't see someone for a long time, I think they're dead. Get over it.
Wow. Okay. Oh my god. Should we? And I don't think we should go into resting right now.
I don't know
what
to say about that right now.
Wow.
I'm really
Don't worry. Not big man. I got this, all right?
Okay.
So on behalf of the charismatic, beautiful one that is Big Man, and mm-hmm. myself, Vincent Classic, mm-hmm. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, stay retired. Don't come back.
This
is bad for business if you come back. There will be a huge drop.
Can't you build something? Can't you like...
No.
In that garden with tools.
No, it's not activity. No. Keep him away from anything. Let him stick to breaking women's hearts and...
No, we don't advocate for that. No, trigger warning.
I said break hearts, not other things.
Okay, but in general, he should just stay isolated. Stay isolated. 2023.
How about working your marriage? Working your marriage.
What marriage?
Allegedly,
he's married. He is married to us, but we don't know what's happening with that. We don't know. Who cares? I don't care.
Oh my gosh. I've got a question for both of you.
Uh-huh.
What was your best Christmas?
Wow. Hasn't happened yet. No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. Are you a cape one?
I actually do. The last good one, I would say.
Yeah.
The last really, really, really good one. Like when I think Christmas, I think of this time.
Yeah.
I think it was when I was 12 years old.
Okay. What was so good about it?
Everyone was there, like family. Everyone was just, like there was no dramas. There was, not on the outside, not that we could see anyway. It was just like, all the cousins were together. All the aunties and uncles were together. We were just chilling out, having fun. Marvin, Joseph, and Jasmine couldn't finish their food and they gave it to me and I finished it because that's what I did.
Yeah.
We play stupid games like hide and seek and play with little stickle bricks from the brown box of Auntie Mary's.
Oh my god, the stickle bricks.
That's Christmas. The last time they weren't comes close, I would say, was one where we did that where Mum lived at Fulton Heath.
And, oh, right. I don't think I was there for that one.
I feel like you were.
Oh, was I? I don't think I was.
I think you were, because like...
Oh, was
no,
it?
You probably weren't. No, I'm thinking more about it. And then like, it was like all the... We were like there, like there was the cousins.
Yeah.
We were playing board games. We were playing Conundrum.
Oh my god!
And it was just funny. It was just like I had it recorded on camera for years. I don't know what happened to the recording, but I think the last real Christmas I would say is the one when I was 12 years old. I mean, I still have one of the presents to this day that I wear on a regular basis.
Oh, bless!
It still fits me after all these years.
It still fits. Get bless you, Big Man. What about you, man?
That's a really hard one to be fair. I think
that's what she said.
Never. I knew someone was going to say it. I knew it.
I honestly would have to go back in time for a bit, and this is where just being with my gran. And I think Christmas with my family, kind of like in a bizarre way, the EastEnders without the drama. You know that key scene at every end of every Christmas episode in the 80s and early 90s where everyone turns up, everyone's smiling, laughing, like what you said, to be honest. Everyone was just together. And everyone's having the turkey, everyone's laughing, everyone's playing with toys. Everyone's just communicating. This is way before freaking social media was even invented. And everything wasn't put on flipping Insta or Facebook or whatever. Everyone's talking with each other, laughing, drinking, watching. Oh, what's the name of that piece? Oh, that. Oh, wow, I'm showing my age now. Give Us a Clue, or watching The Snowman. And it was exactly. It was just family being together. And ironically, in a bizarre twist turn of events, my uncle gave me a copy of a film. And this copy of the film had 5 different versions. And I remember it came in a steel tin. Now you can see where my steel book.
That's what I was going to say. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Right. So it's your uncle's fault. Right.
The obsession begins.
Straight up. And that was Blade Runner. There was a, I remember there's this limited edition one that came out ages ago that had 5 different cuts of the film. It came with a film cell, part of the footage of the film, a personal note by Ridley Scott and whatnot. And I absolutely adore it. Even now that I talk to you, I'm looking at it. And I think I've opened it once and it will never leave me. I remember my gran looking at me. He's like, why do I need 5 copies of the film? I'm like, because it's Blade Runner, gran. Yeah, you know how I feel about this one. And she just rolled her eyes like I'm an idiot looking at the time. And it's moments like that to me are priceless because, you know what I mean, you own it and you remember it.
Yeah.
Even now, as I'm talking to you, I'm having that image of her rolling her eyes at me laughing. But it was everything, spending time with the family, the food, the drinks, the laughing. And by 7 o'clock, everyone's half asleep. But as soon as EastEnders come along, everyone is awake. That was pretty much a Christmas thing for me. That's what I'd probably say, but that's a Christmas memory. Onwards since then, don't get me wrong, everyone's still in touch with each other. But is everyone going around being as one? Unfortunately not, but that's just life. How about you, sis?
Two. Mm-hmm. One is the Christmas that Bruv got Mario 3 on Nintendo.
That was I didn't get it on Christmas.
It was a Christmas, yeah. It was. It was because that's when it turned up with Spy vs. Spy and everything else. Because I remember
it was got separately.
Okay.
I never got a box.
So it was a Christmas that we got where basically we were just allowed to kind of play video games uninterrupted, and that was just like, it's like I've done all the chores and everything else, and I did love the kind of like playing with the family and stuff, but sometimes I always found, because I was a bit older, I found it a bit more difficult. But I actually have recent good Christmas, when it's like the first time I kind of was like chilling with Christmas in my head. And I got to do it myself the way I wanted to do it. My family wanted to do it. And it was me, this bruv, my husband, and my daughter. And we were just kind of sitting there and we're just chilling out. And everyone's just kind of doing their things, playing video games. And nobody had any kind of like problems or beef or anything. And it just was nice. And
speak
I just
for
was
yourself.
Like.
Shana was pissing me right off, no, I'm joking.
I mean, there's that. I mean, that's kind of the standard. But I just, it was like the best is, I think it reminded me that the best is sometimes always yet to come. And you're not too sure. And I asked that question just out of curiosity, but also to kind of say to anyone listening, Christmas can be what you make it. It's a time when we should come together, but sometimes it's not possible.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes if you don't want to be around certain energies, that's all good. That's all good too. Christmas is. And not everyone celebrates Christmas, you know, Yom Kippur, Kwanzaa, the solstice, whatever. It's about what makes you feel good. And I hope that no one's lonely or upset or anything this time. And, you know, if it's you sitting down there with a meal for one from M&S or whatever, and you just do it for yourself to make yourself feel good, is my implore to you. But the best sometimes is, you know, yet to come. And sometimes we have a really good template that sets out for how things should be and how we should feel. So that's just my little thing. And off the back of that, I had another idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you could invite an all-star, and they got to bring food, yeah? They've got to bring food. This is the key thing. Also, no chefs. No chefs are allowed. So you can invite people over Christmas. They can bring food. Who are you inviting? And no chefs.
Well, I'm definitely bringing Dwayne.
Yeah, he's number one. Say,
have you seen it? Yeah, have you seen his Instagram? Have you seen the shit he brings? He goes, oh,
my God. God.
His French toast.
Yeah. I feel like it would like beep beep, like beep beep. And Brock Christmas is like, oh God. Yeah, I think Dwayne will get invited. Weirdly, you know what? I want the Hobbitses.
Okay, you're asking that the actors not actually Hobbits.
I know, but when I see them together, as I shared yesterday, Elijah Wood, Sean Astin, Dominic Monaghan, Dom Monaghan, and oh my God, Billy Boyd. I feel like they'd be good to drink with. Even when I see pictures, I feel like I'd like them around.
Yeah, you know, I was a few months old when I realized that Sean Austin's dad was the original Gomez from Adam's Family.
Yeah, John Astin. Yeah.
And his stepdad, but still his dad.
And the weird link is the fact that John Astin was in Frighteners, directed by Peter Jackson, and then he directed Sean Austin in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I did not. That is really cool. Look at that.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's so, like, look at the degree of separation. Who else would I? I'd like Les, what's her face, to come and. I thought she's got some drinks up her sleeve she could bring.
Les, who is her?
Oh God, she was in Ghostbusters. Why can't I remember her surname?
What's your name?
Saturday Night Live.
Melissa McCall. No.
Leslie. Oh God, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her surname.
What, the original Janine?
No, the black woman in.
Leslie Jones.
Thank you, Leslie Jones. Yeah, I was actually gonna call her Les Dom, which is her Instagram handle. But yeah, I feel like she'd be good. She has some drinks up her sleeve, and she'd be good for a laugh or two.
I would have to help her at Dave Chappelle, yeah, because you know the one line is gonna be popping.
Not recently.
Do you know what? I've got a wholesome one for you.
Go on.
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, I feel like my heart.
I'm breaking your heart. I feel like he'll bring a good atmosphere. He's just a ball of positivity.
And I don't think I could stop hugging him. Though.
Exactly, he's a hugger.
He
can call me. He can call me an unappreciated champion. Alpha. Thank you.
Oh my God. It feels so real. Definitely Brendan Fraser. Oh my God. My God. Idris as well. I feel like Idris because he's a mean chicken.
I could be the DJ as well.
Yeah, I can have it. Chris, yeah. Florence Pugh will have to get an invite on my side, definitely.
Oh, she's a good cook as well. I've seen her on TikTok.
Yeah, no doubt she's hilarious.
Reese Witherspoon as well. She can burn. But she brings anything like green bean casserole, she gets left. It's like, nah.
Oh, that's another person we can bring. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes.
One, he's a one.
Yes.
No,
oh
not,
God.
And plus
you two would not leave him alone.
We have to talk wrestling.
Oh, that's why. but then you know if you invite
Chantel, Xavier Woods.
Why are you doing this to me?
I love it.
Talk to me. Let's talk. Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. That'd be a good Christmas. I like that.
Hey, look. In that case, we've got to bring Cena.
But we wouldn't be able to see him though. You're going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep saying it because you know it's true.
Oh.
Dang, damn it.
The all-star lineup. Because you know, as long as there's food, there is drink, it's going to do the music. Oh, no, then again,
Interested in the music. We said that.
Yeah, we got
interested in music.
Yeah, I think we've got a good lineup.
I think that'd be a good lineup, you know. I mean, we could get Vin doing tabletop, but it might get complicated.
Actually, speaking of board games, definitely get Will Wheaton as well.
Okay, well, yeah, sorry, Scratch Vin. Will's in. Will is in. Back you come. And then obviously, if Freddy's coming, then obviously Sarah Michelle Gellar's going to be there.
Well, he's got to be his plus one. It's only fair.
He's got to be plus one. Well, that's me taking it off today.
Say again?
I think she's still looking good.
Damn sure she is. She's a slayer, they don't age.
Exactly. Didn't you recognize? What's going on? Oh my god. I think we descended into a Also now invites. Dear Mr. Prince Jr. Do you like rice and peas? Because
Well hold up.
How do you take your mac and cheese?
Wait, hold up. Yeah, what?
Yeah, wait. So if we're doing Freddy, we have to draw for Matthew.
Matthew who?
It's Illard.
Oh, Illard.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what? Fuck it. Let's just bring the whole screen cast. Let's bring the screen cast. Let's bring the I know the last summer cast. Bring on.
I mean, it could get tricky there because remember Reese Witherspoon and Finn just got divorced, so
they're amicable. We'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
All right, fine. Let's leave him out, but it'd be kind of rude to say it would be kind of rude to do that.
Optional extra, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Go on.
I'm gonna throw a curveball. Okay. All right. Let's say for argument's sake, we invite Christopher Judge. Yeah. But we also, just for our nostalgia, invite Kin and Play.
Now
it's a party.
That's a party. Let's have a house party.
It's gonna be a party. Oh yeah. Well, all right, it's gonna be a party then, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went there.
Someone's
went...
passing out.
You went there. I like it. I like that party.
That's a nice touch. I like that.
I'm gonna have to double up the Guinness punch. My god.
And you know, we gotta represent the Brits. Let's bring in Robbie G in as well.
Robbie G, every time. Yes, of course. My God.
Give me one hell of a table, that's going to be.
Hey, man, it's a house party. Let's do it. You got it.
Isn't it, boy? Take him back to Chirals. Just hold it. Hold the buckling plate in two hands and then master the fork. You know how the rules are, boy.
All right.
Especially with The Rock, because I don't know if you've got the courses to keep up with that one.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, but hang on. Now, you see, yet again, we have to branch out because if we mention The Rock, we have to, just for drinks alone, call it at Mr. Reynolds with his gin.
That's getting complicated because, I mean, then I need to invite Ludacris just to even things up. Okay, Tyrese.
Why Ludacris was Ryan Reynolds?
I just feel like I want to invite Ludacris. I just feel like.
Then I got to invite Mark Calloway.
That's fine, but as I said, Tyrese is banned. Not allowed.
After that picture?
Thank you.
With Kevin Hart as well, yeah?
African Americans plus Mark. Yeah, it works perfectly.
African Americans plus Mark. Oh my God.
It worked perfectly.
It worked perfectly. It was brilliant. I love the execution. Plus Mark. My God. On that note, cheer up things up.
I think we should. I think it's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
That's a good place to end it. From our homes to your homes, we wish you all the best for the season and hope that you enjoy it, have some good times. Please make sure that you're watching, you know, The Usual Suspects, Gremlins, of course Die Hard, etc.
It's not a Christmas film.
Look, you don't you start this bullshit right now.
I believe it's a Christmas film, but Mr. McLean himself said it's not.
I don't care. Look,
he's sick at the moment. He can't really speak. He's not really right on mine. To be fair,
8 p.m. in the Martin household, you know what we're doing. Okay, we're watching until it's not Christmas, until Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi Tower. We done know this, right? Anyway, before I was derailed by my colleague over there, I wish you all the best and look forward to hearing from you soon. And in the words of one of the best films at Christmas, Long Kiss Goodnight, may the best of this year be the worst of next year.
Amen to that.
Amen to that, proper.
Take care. Oh, later on.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.